Friday.
I think just once.
Friday.
I don't think you have to keep saying it.
I was just doing it till you could find the one button that you're in control of. You couldn't even find the
buttons
one button.
Upstairs and downstairs are totally different, Wendy. I get used to one configuration of buttons. I come upstairs, they're all in a different place. Hi, everybody. This is Bill and Wendy, and it's our second to last bonus hour for a short time. For a couple of weeks, there will be no bonus hour. And you just asked me something interesting. You said, what should we do for Monday's bonus hour?
It's our last one for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. What do you think? Did you have something in mind to make it...
memorable?
To make it memorable. And I, you know... We just found, you and I found out about this yesterday.
Yep.
We didn't know. Jasmine's known for months. She didn't want to share it with us. I don't know why.
She did not.
I don't know what hidden agenda she's got.
It was funny because we had a work meeting, and we all had called in, and a good portion of the on-air staff and management were.
We phoned it in, much like we do our show every day.
Yes. And that's the Wilhelm scream.
Oh, that's the Wilhelm scream. I didn't know. I thought it was somebody who worked here at the station.
No, but what again is that the story around that? And I'll go back to us phoning it in.
Years and years and years ago, they needed a scream for a movie, so they recorded somebody screaming, and it's become an industry standard. Anytime they need somebody screaming in a movie, they just use that same sound effect from 1948.
That's pretty funny, and it's been in a lot of movies.
It's been in hundreds of movies.
That kills me. It's called the Wilhelm Scream.
And our show. It can add that to its resume.
That's pretty impressive.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
So we were at a meeting, and we were discussing the move and everything, and I was talking to Bob Ferguson, one of the engineers who was up here, and he's like, this is one of your last walks to the studio to do the stream.
Yep.
Monday being our last one until we move to the new place. And I thought, you know what? This is all beyond my control. You're rubbing off on me a little bit. Because it's like, I can't make it stop. We're going to have to move. So at this point, let's just get it over
Enjoy
with.
Enjoy the ride.
Let's just get there.
Oh, this, I see what you mean.
In
yeah.
between stuff is what's kind of...
the transitional
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I don't like. I'm good with change, but the transition itself...
Yes.
...is very difficult.
Yes. It'll be fine.
It will be fine. But
I do feel bad for people who, and believe me, I know a little extra effort. You know this too. It takes a little extra effort to hook up to this part of the show. The rest of it, you just turn on your radio and it's always been there. But I know everybody listening to us here and now, you had to put forth a lot more effort to make this happen, and it's greatly appreciated. And I'm sure you're the same. You don't want to let anybody down.
And I love doing this part of it.
Yeah, this is
too.
A blast. So for a couple of weeks, this part won't exist, but then it will again.
And as Bill said, we found out yesterday because there was a meeting on Wednesday, and we were all talking about the move and everything. And then Jasmine, as everyone was wrapping up, Jasmine said, what about the bonus hour? And there was dead air.
Yes.
Did you notice that?
At the meeting there was,
yep.
yeah. Yep.
Like,
they hadn't thought about it.
So then they got back to us ASAP, and they said, you know, due to lack of studio space, and these engineers, Bill Murdoch and others, are working so hard at connecting. It's not just like you're moving boxes to a new place. These are studios that have wires and things, and I'm sure Bill Murdoch, we can get him on the air to tell us exactly what the capacitor is, that which power was there.
Well, maybe we should do that. Maybe that should be our last bonus hour show, is Bill Murdoch explaining exactly that. Wouldn't that be a fun hour?
For me, it honestly would. For you, I love watching your eyes roll back in your head like, what is he talking about?
Do you know what? This is what radio reminds me of. And for people who only listen to it and have never been up to a radio studio, I don't think you'll understand this, but I'll try my best to paint a picture. If you ever see a sci-fi movie like the Alien movies where there's something chasing them around the Nostromo and like maybe the alien breathes some sort of acid and it cuts through part of the hallway of the spaceship and then they have to replace a panel. So they'll lift a panel up and all you see is this wire and you go, look at all that wire. What does all that do? That's what it's like every day here is there's part of a panel, sometimes in the floor, sometimes in the wall that's missing. And you look in and you go, there's all different colored cables, and I don't know what any of them do. But if one of them goes bad, everything's screwed up.
That was the best analogy I could ever.
Does that make sense?
I'm like, where's he going with the alien? Who is shooting stuff at us? But you're right about the panel.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah. Yes,
they go, I just got to take out this panel, and then they put a wrench in there and they tighten something.
Right.
So that goes on every day here, and every day I'm amazed by it because I don't know what anything does.
Well, imagine moving is hard enough, and I have to be thankful that all we had to do was pack things up in boxes and then movers come and take it.
Right.
But like, I've only moved a couple of times in my life, but it's a big hassle. And the worst part about it is hooking up your audio visual system once you arrive to the new place.
Yeah.
So imagine that times about, 100. With all these studios.
Right.
So we are going to be without a studio for a couple of weeks. And it might be quicker. We don't know. But until further notice, Monday's going to be our last stream show. And I think we should do something special where we leave people in suspense. Like maybe
a cliffhanger?
Yes.
I like that.
We should end it either with a terrible joke and then deliver the punchline in 2 weeks. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Something to make people anxious to hear how it pays off when we do return. All right.
Yeah, it's just I haven't thought it out completely, but I thought that might
like
be a good
idea. Well, they do that on, you know, your favorite TV shows at the end of a season.
A cliffhanger? I've never heard of that before.
It's never been done. So it gets you excited and go, oh, I wish I didn't have to wait 5 months or 6 months. Or in our case, we think 2 weeks. It's not a long time.
Might be more, might be less.
Right.
I'm thinking less.
It all depends on the studio availability at the new place.
Right.
So they're working hard to get everything up
they
and
are.
Running. But whatever studio you and I do our bonus hour in won't have top priority. It's whatever the main broadcast studio is. So there's some trickle down to that. But they'll get it up and running and we'll do this again. And I will miss it. I'm sure you'll miss it too.
I will miss it. I love this part.
Yeah.
I love the 2 hours that we have on WGN AM 720, but it goes very quickly.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have this little sorbet afterwards.
Yeah. Last night, Terry and I walked to dinner, and it was a long walk because the weather was really nice. So we took a nice long walk. And on the way back, we passed, there's a dry cleaner that's about maybe two or three blocks away from our house. And the same couple that's there in the morning when I leave for work, when I drive past it on my way to work, so that's at 8 a.m., they were still there, and this was about 9:30 p.m.
That's not fair.
It's a long day. And I said to my wife,
if I went in
and said to them, hey, I know what it's like to put in long hours, I'm currently doing a three-hour workday, and they're going to switch it to two, thankfully. But I know what it's like to put in a long workday. And Terry said, they would kill you.
They would kill
you. They would find something sharp, and they would just keep poking you with it. And she goes, and I'd hold you down. I wouldn't let them do it alone. I would help them.
But if this was your family business, this radio show, you'd work harder at it and longer at it.
Yes. Yes.
You do, because you don't. See, if I had a business, which I never will, because I would be a very bad manager, I cannot delegate tasks.
Yeah.
If I do, I am disappointed in how other people do it.
Yes.
So I would be a terrible manager.
You would only hire everybody else would pale in comparison to what you could do, right? You go, could you guys be more like me? Look at how hard I work.
I'd be walking around muttering, if you want something done right, do it yourself. So I will never have a business.
Yeah.
But if I did, where was I going with this?
Where are you going with this?
If I had a business.
You'd have a business in the morning. You'd have a business in the evening.
All over this land.
Right. You'd have a business out of danger. You'd have a business out of warning.
Oh, if I had a business, I would have a very difficult time hiring someone. I mean, think about this.
Yeah.
You have a business and you hire someone to take care of everything that's yours.
Right.
How do you know you
that's
can trust
tough.
Them?
That's very
How
tough.
Do they trust us with this hour on the stream?
There's no way I would.
I mean, you have to, obviously, you interview a person, and when you interview someone, they're putting their best foot forward,
right.
Or best face forward. What is it?
It depends on which way you're... It depends on which way you want your business to go. I would always be afraid that people were stealing
That's
from me.
That's what I mean. You have...
I don't trust...
You go through an interview so they would be on their best behavior is what I'm saying.
Right.
And then you go, wow, this person seems pretty great. Here, okay, I'm going to go home and leave you with control of all my stuff.
While I'm not there.
Right. And
Ooh.
Then I couldn't do that. I could never run a business.
No.
So that's why the cleaning couple are there all the time.
Terry told me for a while she was a waitress at, you know, I'm not even going to say that. Normally I would say the name of the place, but I think because of what I'm about to tell you, it's best that I don't. So she said that even though she worked with a lot of very nice people, she was one of two people working at the restaurant that was not stealing.
Really?
Yeah, that they had come up with so many schemes. There were so many ways of overcharging and double charging and stuff like that.
And then they pocket the difference?
And then they would pocket the difference. And she said, even some of the people that are the nicest people, and I met a lot of them, and they were. They were so incredibly nice, but they all figured out little scams on what they needed to do to make more money. And I thought, that's got to be a problem in almost any business. I think probably the restaurant ratio is higher because there's so many chances to steal. And she, over the years, has shown me ways that I never, because I worked in a restaurant one night in my whole life. I went to pick her up when we were dating, and one of the waiters didn't show up, and the owner said, hey, do you feel like earning a couple extra bucks? You can wait tables for the night. And I did for one night, and then it was mutually agreed that I think one night was probably about the limit for everybody. But things have happened over the years. Like we were in a restaurant not that long ago where we were given the check, and we were paying the check, and then the waiter came by and handed us a different check for our table that had some of the things right, but not all of them. And Terry said, you know what that means? And I said, I don't know what that means. They just gave us the check twice. She goes, no, that means that he's writing up two checks because the prices were different, and he accidentally gave us the second one, but it meant that he was going to pocket one, put one in, the lower one in, keep the higher one because we tipped more on that, so he would keep... And I wouldn't have thought of that. In my head, I'm like, well, he just made a mistake and gave us a second check.
Which it is weird you get two checks.
Right.
I've never had that happen.
So if you're billed once for, let's say, $75 or once for $100, they would hand in the $75 one, even though you paid on the $100 one.
And keep the $25.
Keep the $25. But
it's a great scheme.
Oh, that's one of many, many, many that go on. But that's why, to your point, owning a business, you go, how do I trust the people? And then you go, well, I know how. Only work with family and friends, but one of the oldest axioms in business is never work with family and
friends. I trust strangers more.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think back to, you know, one of my first few jobs, Brookfield Zoo. I worked there for several years. And my very first time, it was visitor service. So you would go you'd go punch in the morning at 9 o'clock, and they'd either put you in a restaurant or you'd be selling tickets.
You never knew from day to day?
No, I was a floater. I mean, because I had just started. So they would try and figure it out. Well, I started selling tickets for the railroad train, the authentic steam engine, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So I requested, is there any way I could not work in the food end of things and just sell tickets? And I'm glad they agreed, because then I went on to narrate on the railroad train and the motor safari.
Yeah.
So, but I was sitting there with whatever it was for an adult ticket, like $1.40, so I'd have my 60 cents ready to go for change. And this is really way before cameras were a thing.
Yeah.
But I was so anal about doing everything correctly.
Right.
And if my box didn't match up with what it was supposed to be at the end of the day,
yeah,
I would put money in from my own just to make sure I matched it. Because I was...
That's nice of you.
I mean, it was a difference of maybe 40 or 60 cents,
yeah,
but I wanted everything to be perfect. And this is before cameras. Nowadays, no wonder there are cameras everywhere.
Yeah, right, right. When now, this would have been my first job when I was in high school. In Lincoln Mall, there was a store called Toys by Rizzy. Back then, Wendy, I was really into toys. So I've grown a lot as a person.
Yes, you have.
So on my first night working there, originally I was hired just as Christmas help, but then they kept me on for 3 years because I knew what I was selling, right? So my first night that I was there, this guy comes in, and he's telling me about his son, and he goes, I got to make my son's, he's had a rough year. I got to make his Christmas really special. What would you get a 10-year-old that really, really is a great gift? And I go, well, you know, there's a bunch of stuff. I go, I'll tell you what I would like if I was a 10-year-old kid. And I took him in the back. We had this Lionel train set that was, it was a giant deluxe train set. It was so cool. I said, I'd get him this. I go,
how much was it?
It's like $180-something, you know?
Not bad.
So he's looking at it. He goes, ah, oh, so nice. He goes, I would love to get this for my son. He goes, I got to be honest. He goes, I've had kind of a rough year. I had a full-time job that kind of fell through. Now I'm working part-time. The hours are nowhere near. He goes, but my son was, he goes, is there any way? He goes, it's almost $200. He goes, what if I gave you $100 and we just kind of parted ways? I walked out with it. You had the $100. You make an extra $100. I give my son what he wants for Christmas.
And I know you. I bet you you wanted to do that.
I couldn't do it. No, I said, no, I appreciate that. That's very nice, but there's no way. So then I tell my parents that story at dinner the next night, and my dad goes, that was somebody who worked for the company that you're working for to test you to see if you're honest or not.
He's a smart man. I am so gullible.
I don't know, but I still don't know if that's true, but the more I thought about it, the more I was like, yeah, get somebody on their first day when they're kind of vulnerable. You're not sure what they can or can't do at work. And, you know, to a lot of people, they go, wow, I'm making minimum wage. $100 is several hours of work. This is like a couple of days of work. That'd be great. But, you know, I said, no, I can't. There's no way.
But I know that must have broken your heart.
It did, but it was more the weirdness of him thinking he could
take advantage of.
So that superseded his story about his son and
stuff.
That's
where your competitiveness comes in.
Yeah.
It's like, he's trying to get one on me. No, I'm going to get one over on him.
Yes. Yeah.
See, I would have fallen for the sob story. I would have put the extra $100 in myself.
Oh. And that guy was Dave Ennett, by the way. I don't want to throw Dave under any bus, or in this case, Lionel Train, but it was Dave Ennett. All right, why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break. Do we know if Judy's on today, or is she giving up on the bonus hour, Jazz? Do we know?
Because
her level
Judy's
of commitment
here.
Is not what it should be.
It is what it should be, because she has been battling this flu.
She has been sick.
You can tell in her voice that she's not feeling 100%.
Yesterday, she sounded like Doma Tipango to me. Did you get any of that?
Yeah.
She sounded a little like Doma Tipango.
Not
a lot, but a little. All right, so either Judy will come by. We'll figure out something. We're not going to leave anybody high and dry. There's only another show and a half of bonus hours.
When you leave someone high and dry.
Oh, that's the best time, isn't it?
Yes.
I never thought about that. All right. Stick around. More ahead. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We were just talking about Judy Pylak and how hard she works. She's been illin' for quite
some
time.
Yes, she has.
Illin' like a villain.
It's been over a week.
Well, have you gone to the doctor?
No. Because as you know, Wendy, I don't go... Nobody in my house goes to the doctor unless they're on their deathbed.
That's it.
Here's why you go to the doctor if it's something that lasts this long. You could have had a flu or a cold, and it settled like in your ear or your sinuses. And a sinus infection will go away on its own, but it might take 2 or 3 weeks. You may need an antibiotic, although they don't give them out so frequently
right.
anymore.
That's why I don't go. And I know I don't have a sinus infection. I did have the flu.
Yeah.
I guess I still do, technically.
Yeah.
I'm definitely better. I know, you know, I would have gone if I didn't
get better. You sound a lot better.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But, I mean, it's a week's a long time. Actually, a week and a day.
Yeah.
And so I am at the end of it, but I am congested. It's just one of those things, and I know it's the flu, and they're not going to give me anything for the flu.
Do you want some Vicks VapoRub?
No.
Are you offering to rub it on her chest?
I didn't say that. I just know somebody who has some.
It is amazing when you're sick. People want you to just take everything.
Right.
So I've been doing the Dayquil and NyQuil.
Oh, the quills.
I'm kind of liking it.
Yeah.
But I had to actually stop. I didn't take the NyQuil last night because I've just been... I was telling you, I never make a mistake.
Yeah, you're like the Pope.
But I've been making some mistakes because...
Like what kind of mistakes?
So I... But as always, I made a mistake, but it was flawless. It was just I was doing the headlines like 2 days ago.
And on Roadshow.
Wait, you haven't heard it because it's on our promo, I'm sure.
No,
they've been playing
it nonstop. WGN.
Okay.
To ridicule you?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
Judy.
I said, and Illinois' first case of West Vile Nyrus.
Oh, that's incorrect.
But I didn't even stop. I said West Vile, and I just kept going. And but when I said it, I was like, oh, well. And then I just, blah, blah. And so then they, of course, turned that right around and played it back.
Oh, like Rose never said anything wrong? Anna hasn't.
You know what?
No, Anna's not.
Mm. She's never made a mistake.
I don't think
now
she's
better than Judy.
Today, I'm going to... she's made mistakes. I just don't call them out.
Yeah.
But today, that ends.
Yeah.
It's on. You know what I'm saying?
The battle has begun.
Yeah.
Good. You should do that.
Oh, yeah. I should.
I would call it Niles West virus. If I was going to make a mistake about that particular virus, I'd say Niles West after the high school. I don't
know. What about Niles North?
I would say Niles North because I went to Maine North.
Oh, that's why.
My kids went to Glenbard East, and I can't tell you for years.
I'd say RB, and it wouldn't make any sense.
Right.
I would always say Glenbard North, and they're like,
but to have a virus named something so similar to a local high school, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not really that crazy.
You don't think it is? I think it is.
It's crazy that Wakanda was in Black Panther.
That's crazy.
It's spelled wrong.
That is crazy.
Do you know my favorite beach is in Wakanda?
Phil's? I've never been there.
They're reopening it.
Of all beaches anywhere, Judy? That's impossible.
I grew up there. I mean, going there when I was younger.
She was a beach baby.
We lived in Chicago. To go to Phil's Beach was like going to Hawaii.
Why? I've never been there. What's so special about it?
It had rides in the water. Oh my, it was the best beach ever. Yes, they had a huge slide.
Yeah.
And then they had all these rafts and they would
have. That's not a ride.
Okay, well, I'm getting there. They would have a barrel, you know, with a little horse head on it that you can never get on.
A bucking bronco?
Yeah, a big, huge barrel. Well, think about how dangerous all these were. They had this disc that turned.
Yeah.
That you would hold on and go in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, that people would probably.
That's like, did you ever go to Schaefer Lake, Indiana? They've got stuff like that.
I've seen it. Yes, it looks like that.
That's so what it reminds
all
me
of. The stuff in the water. I mean, it was the best.
Listen
beach
to Midwesterners
ever.
Talking
yeah.
about, like, the
oh.
best. My beach club in Southern Illinois.
Beaching, that was our thing.
Yeah.
We always went to the beach.
We had a high dive and a low dive and slides.
Are those rides that you just described at Phil's Beach, is that still a thing, or is that from long ago?
Oh, gosh, no. So Phil's closed. I was there on the last day, by the way. I want to say probably in the 80s, 90s, maybe.
Why
might be wrong.
Close?
She makes
because
mistakes lately.
I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that, but you can certainly turn around the audio and replay it.
That's how you should end your newscast from now on. Don't quote me
right.
on that.
Some but of this news may not be quite what you were hoping
the last
for.
Thing I'll say is, but I could be wrong.
But right. I could be wrong. I'm Judy Pilot.
No, what I should say is, but I could have misspoke at any period.
Oh.
So Phil's Beach closed down.
Down years ago because of the insurance.
Were there a lot of accidents going on there?
Yeah.
Well, I bet things were in ill repair.
Just the chain that held down that barrel alone.
Yeah.
I used to just, oh my gosh, I'd have bruises all over my leg the whole day.
But you who cared?
Who cared? I went on it nonstop.
When my wife was a kid, her family had a cabin way, way, way up in northern Wisconsin, in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin. And there's this zoo/amusement park that people in the area just love. But I got to be honest, I went there and it was nothing but disappointment. But when she was a kid,
It wasn't Bambi Park, was it?
Okay. No. But when she was a kid, she goes, it was the highlight of the summer, and they went several times because they were spending all this time. So over the years, they had all kinds of incidents with animals that got loose and would attack people and stuff like that. And then when our daughters were born, my father-in-law wanted to bring the girls to the zoo, and I said, absolutely not. They have this horrible track record. And I'd show them online, like, they led the nation in zoo-related bizarre. You know, something would get loose and attack a baby and stuff. And he goes, oh, I don't know, it happens once every other week, every third week. It's not like a daily occurrence. But I didn't want him to, I wouldn't, and it caused a great strife in my family over this.
Well, didn't your wife say no? Was this your wife who said?
She grew up with it, so she kind of, she goes,
she was used to the bites.
If there's a
and
problem, you run the other way. If you see an animal coming at you, you just run the other way and you find shelter. But I didn't want any,
yeah,
I didn't want
take
my
chance.
Daughter's being attacked by something.
I don't know. I would have let him go just because it's like...
just
well, it's a nostalgic thing.
Look, my daughter's got eaten by a...
No, they wouldn't have gotten eaten. And you'd be rich
and
if they did.
And think about it. Most of those animals are probably past. So
right.
The younger ones probably...
They were more ferocious.
But for nostalgia's sake, I'm surprised Terry didn't push you to just say, come on, just this one time.
It was awful. I went there just...
Well, the things we did, as you know, that our parents allowed us to do.
I know, I can't believe it.
Like Phil's Beach, like, because I mentioned Bambi Park, because we used to also go to the Dells a lot when there were no water parks, but there certainly were trampoline parks.
Yeah, right, everywhere.
Trampoline parks?
Oh, my gosh, so dangerous, but so awesome.
Never heard of them.
They were on the ground, the trampolines, so they would dig down and then put it level with the ground, like a pit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they would be so close together, we'd bounce off one into another one, you'd hit kids' heads. I mean, it was just
all the time.
Oh my god!
So much
fun. Do you remember a ride? This was
I'm
a
sure
standard ride at all the. You know how we had like Adventureland and Santa's Village and Kitty Land. There was a
Fairyland.
Time where they were everywhere, right? All right, so there was a ride where you would sit on it, and it was almost like a big roller skate, and you would move this circle that had a handle on each side, and that's what would propel you around the track.
Yeah, right.
But you could like the one that I grew up with at Stickney was that Kitty Land or
Fairyland,
right? So you could potentially get off of that, and then the train tracks were right next to it. So if you were an eight-year-old kid, you could get off of that and just get hit by the train right next to it.
They'd have time to stop. That train wasn't that big.
Still, that's kind of a dangerous ride, you know, where you're controlling your own destiny.
Yeah, but we knew how to do it then.
I guess so. But even as a kid, because there was this tunnel you would go through.
I loved that thing.
So you went on it.
Those little paddle.
Yeah.
Not a paddle boat, but a paddle. They called it something. I can't remember what it was.
But it was like being on a giant roller skate, yes. Kind of. But it propelled by these hand handles.
Well, yeah. You know, live and learn.
Hand handles?
Yeah, hand handles, they said. Make sure your hand handles are working properly.
Oh my God.
All right, I will if that's what it takes.
But yeah, there was a dark tunnel, and it was pretty long for being a little kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, it's time for the news. Here with the news is Judy Pilak.
I'll try not to make any mistakes.
We're fine with it.
Those are the headlines. The last time I'll be doing the headlines in this studio at Tribune Tower.
No, wait.
Aren't you working with us Monday?
Monday.
Not at the Tribune Tower.
Oh, you're at the new location on Monday?
And I don't believe I am working with you on Monday because...
Oh.
Monday's our last streaming show.
Oh.
And then we're going to have a couple week hiatus.
Yeah, I'm at the new building on Monday, so...
Well, we could pick you up via ISDN.
Yeah, you could.
It's the end of an era.
Or I guess I could... Well, I didn't know that. I thought this was the last one, actually. So maybe I'll have to come back
in. Can you put in a special dispensation?
Come back in. Well, there's stuff I'm going to take from here anyway, so that'll be probably...
Like computers and stuff?
Yeah, so you could come do
whatever's left.
Our show and then walk over.
Yeah, I could do that, actually. So.
All right,
of those paddle cars to get over there.
Golf cart would be awesome. We should demand golf carts.
My knee is still not healed. I'll tell you that.
Well, then you need one of these.
Yeah.
You can't just be walking across a bridge on a bad knee or two.
It's better than it was. I really, if I had not had my knee replacement, there's no way I could have walked up 40-some stairs. Yeah. There's no way. It would have hurt. Now it'll hurt just a little bit, but I mean... Judy and I would have carried you.
And when you say, you know, well, it's just over, it's one block over. Well, it's a city block.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long
way. You know how we would transport you, Judy and I? Did you ever see the movie Cleopatra where... There's two poles with a platform in the middle. We would have put you up on that. And
hurry it up.
We would have got you a big palm.
Yeah.
Yep. That would have been fun.
We would have had Ryan Burrow doing that.
I love those bike things.
Were you able to find the name of the ride that they had at Kittyland and Fairyland?
But I found out Fairyland was in Lyons, and it was...
So the one in Stickney was Kittyland.
Kittyland was on North Avenue.
Yeah. North and...
Oh, right.
Near the race...
By the
right across from Sportsman's.
So what's the one in Stickney? What was that?
It was Lyons, and it was called Fairyland. It was Richard W. Miller Sr., who operated amusement rides at Navy Pier for 5 years, opened Fairyland in 1938.
So we lived there.
And then a Zayer went up after that.
Yeah.
It was Harlem and 40th Street in that's Lyons.
Oh, that's already Lyons.
When did Fairyland?
Can I guess? I'm going to say 1971. Does it say?
Well, it said Richard Miller died in 1965. One of his sons, Alfred, took over management with his wife, Georgia. They offered pony rides, a 12-car Ferris wheel, pint-sized train that chugged around the grounds, tilt-a-whirl, bumper cars, roller coaster, and carousel among its 20 or so attractions.
Some of the rides I remember, because we lived 3 blocks away when I was growing up, and anytime my parents would go out, whatever babysitter we had, my parents would give them an extra dollar or two, because I think it was, I know this sounds hard to believe, it was 10 or 12 rides for a dollar.
Was there like a coupon book kind of thing?
You'd get these little pink or orange tickets. Yeah. So some of the rides were in front of it that were outside, and then there was like an indoor portion of it where there were more rides inside. Like I think the Tilt-A-Whirl was inside, the Paratrooper was outside, the train was inside and
like
outside.
It sounds like a permanent carnival.
It was. It's exactly what it was.
Rather than like good cotton candy park.
None of the cheap stuff. This was premier cotton candy.
I mean, like Kittyland was really a destination kind of, you know, and you just paid to get in, and then everything was free. Oh, yeah. It was the best.
Kittyland was great, and we went right before it closed.
Is that the one that had the Bobs? Was that at Kittyland, the Italian Bobs? You're not sure?
Kittyland was on, what is it, First Avenue and
North
Avenue?
First and North, yeah. You know, Santa's Village, to me...
I never went there.
See, that was the big one. But it was farther for us to go, because that was
Dundee.
Elgin or Dundee.
East or west?
I don't know. North, because it's Santa's Village.
Westphal Niris, it was.
Yeah.
But that, I think, was... That was bigger. Kittyland was
huge.
When I went back to Kittyland with my kids, I was shocked at how small it was.
Sure.
I'm like, what?
I know.
But Santa's Village, because I did take my kids to
Amusement Park.
Yeah, but even before it closed, when Santa's Village was still open as it used to be, it was still pretty big.
Yeah, I never have gone there. Yeah. I should go. But Kiddyland was something. They had the Little Dipper roller coaster has gone to Great America.
Oh,
I'm
really?
I'm pretty sure they have it. I might be imagining that.
Oh. But in like the all kids section of Great America, the little kids section?
Somebody took the Little Dipper.
Because that was a great, great ride,
yeah.
Little Dipper.
It would have been far for you, but you didn't live in Oak Forest. Is not three blocks away from Lyons.
No. Well, no. The apartment that I grew up at was at 4309 South Harlem, and this was at 40th.
We didn't live too far apart. This was 40th and Harlem. Fairyland shut down. What year did you say?
I want to say 71 or 72.
77.
That long?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm surprised.
I'm just surprised I'd never heard of it.
It wasn't huge, but it was so weird because you'd be driving around there and it was all kind of residential, or like we live in apartments or stuff like that, and there's just an amusement park in the...
Right, so it seems almost like it was more local.
It was just for the neighborhood.
I would have... radar would have gone off for any kind of amusement park.
To know that it was that close?
Yeah.
My dad used to go to an amusement park when he was a kid called the House of David that was located in
Michigan. Was it a Jewish
thing? It was a Jewish amusement park.
Was it really?
Yeah. So it had some, like, you can find pictures of it online. I think they built it in the 20s or the 30s. So their goal was to make an amusement park that honored Jewish culture and tradition. And he said when it was a kid, it was just fantastic. And for years and years and years, he couldn't wait to go back and bring his own family there. And then we went back when my brother and I were little, and it was so run down and awful. And
decrepit.
You could just see how upset he was, because he couldn't wait to bring his kids to the amusement park he loved so much as a kid.
Right.
And it was so awful. Most of the rides were either broken or closed or whatever. And all the good, like he'd say, this is what used to be here, and this used to be there, and it's all.
That's too bad.
But it's so funny, because the amusement park was still open, but they didn't have any rides. I think there were three rides left or four rides left.
Well, Bill had mentioned the Bobs, and we weren't sure where they were, but John has called us at 312-235-2525. Hey, John.
Hi, guys. The Bobs is at Riverview.
Riverview.
That was the big roller coaster, the scariest roller coaster around.
But when Riverview closed, they moved the Bobs, or else they made it in the style of the Bobs from Riverview at one of the other area amusement parks. And I can't for the life of me remember which one, because we went to all of them. I remember Riverview. You went there at some point, too, didn't you, John?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was an amazing...
In fact, I went to Lane Tech, and so I could see...
It was right there.
Riverview from my classroom.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to believe when you go to that area now that an amusement park once stood there, because there's no remnants of it anywhere.
It's a shopping center.
Right, right.
Although I thought they kept...
They called the name for a while. They called it... Was it the Riverview?
It is called Riverview Shopping Center.
Oh, it is?
And I feel like they kept one ride there or something that signified. But, I mean, Riverview closed in the 60s, right?
Yeah, mid-60s.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know.
I remember my parents used to go when we were really little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling, John. We're going to do one more show on the stream on Monday, and then we're taking a two-week hiatus, but we'll be back.
Okay.
Thanks, John. Have a good weekend.
Good.
Take care. John is on board with this. I didn't think he would be. I thought if there was any resistance at all, it would be from John. He seemed okay with it.
He was fine.
Good.
Yeah. It's like only one more. Oh, shucks. No.
Whatever. I'll find something. So you did not go to Riverview ever?
No, I never
I
was a suburbanite.
I went once as a kid, and I still
you're
remember
spoiled.
It.
You went
if it closed in the 60s.
Bozo twice.
You
weren't
even born, were you born,
yep.
Wendy?
63.
Oh.
Early
Which, by
63.
The way,
I
yeah,
was thinking,
February.
I was
you were born the same year.
Much later in 63.
No, because I remember it, but... just my parents. It was more like my parents.
But when you see,
so I must have been really young.
When you see pictures of it, even though it wasn't that long ago, I mean, it was up in the 60s, but it had a very 40s, 50s look to it.
Absolutely.
The artwork.
And very, very couples, you know. It
yeah.
wasn't kind of for kids.
Right.
I mean, it was kids, but kind of older kids. It
right.
wasn't very family oriented. It seemed much more...
My parents
date night.
Right. A place where lovers would go. Right.
I don't know why it did.
The tunnel of love, Wendy.
That's the place where lovers would go.
Lovers would go there.
Give me your man card.
The tunnel of love. So my parents would tell me about this ride called
your man card.
What was the? It was it called Shoot the Chutes? Was this? Does that sound like a ride? What? There was some ride with
shoot in it. Yeah.
I think it was called Shoot the Chutes.
Oh shoot.
It was called Oh Shoot.
No, it was more like, oh, shoot. Why did Why I get are we on this ride?
Well, the stories, they would describe the rides to me, and they sounded so dangerous. There was some ride with an umbrella that you went up in the air. Maybe that was Shoot the Chutes. You'd go up in the air really fast, and then the umbrella would slowly glide you down or something. Like, everything that they described to me just sounded like so much fun.
Although, when you think about it, you know, the heights and speeds we go at now.
Yeah, I know.
That's dangerous.
They've gone out of their way now to make things safer. Like, my dad always used to tell me on one of the roller coasters, there was some sign at the top that warned you not to stand up. And he said, like, once every other summer, some kid would get knocked down by that sign because he was standing up and the sign was what knocked him down.
He was standing up trying to read the sign.
Hey, what's the sign?
He had glasses.
Then he'd fall down. That was a gift from Fritz Feld, Wendy.
Excellent.
There have been some terrible fatal accidents.
Yeah.
And just horrific. Yeah. And because of the speeds and the heights, it's just almost unnatural.
Devastating how fast.
We have our LaGrange Pet Parade. This is like the 40th year, maybe 70th.
What going on there?
Were you Grand Marshal at one point?
Yeah.
You were, right?
Yeah. I think it was 70 years last year. It's been a long time because I grew up in Brookfield and we would go to this pet parade. And now as adults, we just bring our dogs and Bloody Marys and drink our way through the parade. And there's always a party. But there's also a carnival that goes along with it. So I was watching the carnies set up and it's always fun to watch them. And I mean, don't be scared. And I let my kids ride on these rides, but this is what they do. They travel from town to town to these little things.
Yep.
And I want to know where they shower. That's all I was thinking about
Why
today.
Why didn't you ask? That's a good question.
Because I didn't.
Well, they probably have showers in their, some of their trucks in their.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how I know that? Because when I did the Avon Walk, they same thing. After the first day, they took, 15 hours to walk.
Yeah.
2 miles.
Yeah.
No, it was longer than that. Huh. It was 15 miles first day. Anyway, we got back to the little village they had set up for us.
Tent Village?
Right at Pratt. Yeah. On Pratt there, Pratt Park. And they had all these semis. And it was unbelievable.
And there
and
were
it's
showers?
Avon, so it was all Avon products, which was whenever you've walked that whole day. So in the semis were showers. Individual showers.
Because it was so hot these last couple of days, and I'm watching them set
up.
No.
Because you live nearby, you could have offered up your shower.
I mean,
to
for God's sakes, we have a shower at our new building, you know.
Who has access to it?
All of us.
Can I tell you, I will never do that because a shower is a production for me. It's drying my hair, it's products, it's
Wendy,
makeup.
Who do you think's talking nonstop?
Guys.
Yeah, guys. All the guys are like,
you guys jump in, put your, just turn your underpants upside down and put it on the.
That's how it works.
And call it a day. I will never shower. I mean, it's a pain in the ass to shower.
Now, if there's a shower at the workout place there.
Then you'll use that.
Also, which, by the way, we also get for free.
Yeah.
Then I'll do that because, that's.
Well, there you just kind of hose off. You're not going to, wash your hair.
Shower is like in a bathroom.
Judy, I'm sure you already know this. All the engineers shower together every morning.
You know what? They're the ones hooking up all this equipment. If you want to be a little.
And
I was going to swear.
As girls, what do you think the first thing we think about when I see that shower? I'm like. Just gonna clean that.
I'm not touching.
I'm never going in that bathroom ever.
No.
Everybody's so excited about a shower being there. I'm like, really? Do we have water? Because really, that's all I want.
And
to drink,
not
to shower.
Can you not shower before you come to work? I mean, what are you excited about? Yeah, that's. I know. I'm with you.
So we still have that option, Judy. We can still shower.
Like guys are like, I could shower it by 2 p.m. when I really need one.
No way.
What?
Nope.
I've seen the way the men here work. They don't need to shower.
And if you work out, I'm sure there are showers in the workout area.
True or false? Ryan Burrow has his own sauna.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that true?
Yes.
How did he get that?
He needs it.
He knows somebody. Wow.
He needs to clear his head a lot when he works in the newsroom.
Is that true?
Yeah. You know what? I could use a sauna right now. That sounds so awesome.
I picture him just standing in there with a hurricane. He's drinking a hurricane and just thinking about what he's going to do for a special report. That's good for him.
I think he does his special reports in there.
Does he? Well, he records them in there?
What makes him special? The hurricanes and the steam.
Good for him. He's bucking the system, Wendy. That's what he's doing. Good for him.
Poor Ryan Burrow. He's just innocently brought into all this.
And he's not even working today. So he's probably
he
listening.
Can't defend himself. All right. So as we leave you, is this the last time we
will
find
out? I'm not sure, so goodbye, guys.
Prepare for anything.
Or see you Monday.
All right. Either all right. One or the other.
One of those, I misspoke. Let me just say right, that. So there we go.
Judy, let's thanks end for it hanging on a misspeaking out. Note. Not just today, but for the
and ultimately, the you'll be back with us. Yeah. It's a two-week
hiatus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're really just saying bye to the tower here, so.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready now.
All right.
There's nothing I can do, so let's just get the move over with. You know what I mean?
I know. Yes, it is. I haven't thought about it too hard because it is kind of a little bit hard for me, but I've been here 32 years.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I'm let's move on.
We got let's move have on. This baby. That's what they say in the business.
Did you have his man card still?
No.
just initial it. I did because I might need it.
All right.
We'll close things off next. It's Bill Money at WGN.
All right, that music means it's time for us to go and start a weekend. We'll be back Monday for one last show here on the stream. Just temporarily, though.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to
everything
miss
will
you.
Be back to normal soon.
A couple weeks,
we think.
Give or
right?
take a
yeah.
few days.
Right. But their goal is, didn't they even say 2 weeks, they said they think? So it won't be bad. It'll be
fine. Whoever gives you a time and it's at the time that it says.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
So we hope it's just a 2 week hiatus.
Yeah.
Hiatus. Hiatus? They didn't even know us.
What better time to start the weekend than right this minute? All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Tune in again on Monday. These are all collector's item shows.
Oh, what's the suspense? Oh, we got to think of that for...
We'll figure it out. That's your homework for the weekend.
Oh, God.
Cliffhanger. Create a cliffhanger.
Okay.
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.